Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
They say that some of the strangest stories you'll ever encounter are about events that happened in real life. When we read about something unbelievable, but then find out it's true, our shock and bewilderment are even greater, and I think we enjoy this feeling. This can be the case with amazing tales of human survival or a rags-to-riches story. It also applies to geological events or the objects astronomers have found in space.
Speaker B.
Historical conflicts are a terrible thing, but there are lessons to be learned from reading about them. We can see the mistakes that mankind made so many years ago, and we can use them as an example of what not to do now. It's hard to believe that some of the mistakes in the past get repeated, but people have short memories. That's why it's important to study these periods, so we make better decisions today.
Speaker C.
Have you ever read a book that was so compelling you couldn't put it down? A real page-turner, in which you sit reading for hours and ignore everything else. Even hunger and thirst can't tear you away from the story. This is what a really well-written murder mystery is like. You want to know who killed off the leading character, and you can't turn the pages fast enough to find out.
Speaker D. We all try to achieve greatness in our lives in our very own way. It may seem as though the things we do are trivial and meaningless at times, but as the great Mahatma Gandhi once said, even the most insignificant things we do are important for our lives. Reading about great people such as him allows us to understand our own existence. It helps us realise that even the small things we do are to be cherished. Speaker E.
A good writer has to be imaginative, especially when writing science fiction. If the writer succeeds, they may invent an idea that actually becomes reality. Take headphones, for example. Before they were invented, they were the stuff of novels. No one could picture a tiny speaker small enough to fit inside your ear. Now it seems everyone's got a pair. Who knows what's in today's novels that will become a reality later on?
Speaker F.
A good book can take us away to another world that we sometimes wish were a reality. Let's face it, life is rarely quite as exciting as what you can read in the pages of a novel. This is true of our expectations in life and our most tender emotions. A story about love can actually help us to understand our own feelings for the people we care about, especially when our daily routines make life a bit dull.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
They say that some of the strangest stories you'll ever encounter are about events that happened in real life. When we read about something unbelievable, but then find out it's true, our shock and bewilderment are even greater, and I think we enjoy this feeling. This can be the case with amazing tales of human survival or a rags-to-riches story. It also applies to geological events or the objects astronomers have found in space.
Speaker B.
Historical conflicts are a terrible thing, but there are lessons to be learned from reading about them. We can see the mistakes that mankind made so many years ago, and we can use them as an example of what not to do now. It's hard to believe that some of the mistakes in the past get repeated, but people have short memories. That's why it's important to study these periods, so we make better decisions today.
Speaker C.
Have you ever read a book that was so compelling you couldn't put it down? A real page-turner, in which you sit reading for hours and ignore everything else. Even hunger and thirst can't tear you away from the story. This is what a really well-written murder mystery is like. You want to know who killed off the leading character, and you can't turn the pages fast enough to find out.
Speaker D. We all try to achieve greatness in our lives in our very own way. It may seem as though the things we do are trivial and meaningless at times, but as the great Mahatma Gandhi once said, even the most insignificant things we do are important for our lives. Reading about great people such as him allows us to understand our own existence. It helps us realise that even the small things we do are to be cherished. Speaker E.
A good writer has to be imaginative, especially when writing science fiction. If the writer succeeds, they may invent an idea that actually becomes reality. Take headphones, for example. Before they were invented, they were the stuff of novels. No one could picture a tiny speaker small enough to fit inside your ear. Now it seems everyone's got a pair. Who knows what's in today's novels that will become a reality later on.
Speaker F.
A good book can take us away to another world that we sometimes wish were a reality. Let's face it, life is rarely quite as exciting as what you can read in the pages of a novel. This is true of our expectations in life and our most tender emotions. A story about love can actually help us to understand our own feelings for the people we care about, especially when our daily routines make life a bit dull.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.